Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We've waited a long time. They've waited a long time, but it's nearly that point at which the Raptors can officially begin defense of their championship. The first in franchise history, the NBA postseason is set to begin on Monday in Orlando. And for the Raptors, along with the rest of the Eastern Conference, the matchups are set. So it's exciting that we've taken another step closer. The seeding games are nearly done, though they do still have games scheduled on both Thursday and Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We are asking you which sport has been the oddest, the weirdest, the strangest, the hardest to stomach without fans. So whether it's what you're seeing, whether it's what you're hearing, which one is the weird, the weird atmosphere that you can't get past without the fans in the stands? So either Twitter or Facebook, and we'll try to work in a few more calls this final hour. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can.
They enter to Tatum in the paint, turns, wow. Fades on Jang. Tough shot is good. What a brilliant performance. If this is the end of his regular season today, which it will be, Jason Tatum is closing the show in style. 29 points on 12 shots. Dylan Brooks in his three is not even close. Off the back iron, rebound. Tatum snatches it, spins away at the left side. Brooks slows him down. Tatum pressured along the sideline. He's able to get it away to Marcus Smart. That leaves somebody open. It's Kemba Smart. Finds him. Kemba drills the three.
That hurts.
That is the play-by-play team for the Boston Celtics, Cedric Maxwell, along with Sean Grandy, longtime voice of the team on the radio network. And there's an early game on Thursday, a noon Eastern time start in Orlando. So Sean Grandy able to join us now here on CBS Sports Radio. And Sean, before we get to the X's and O's and the playoff bracket, the word came down on Wednesday, though I haven't seen the terms yet, but a contract extension for head coach Brad Stevens. Why is he such a good fit with the Celtics?
You know, there's a continuity. I think one of the most overlooked things in at any level of sports, professional, college, anywhere, before you even get to the specifics of Brad Stevens, is continuity. And look at franchises that struggle. And you could say there's a chicken or egg thing that, well, the team is losing, so you fire the coach. And then all of a sudden you have teams like the Knicks and whatever who've had like 38 coaches in the last 10 years. And the successful franchises, Greg Popovich, Rick Carlisle, the Celtics have had two coaches in 16 years. I mean, that's pretty good. So there's a chicken or egg thing, but the continuity helps and the relationship that you have with the front office, and Brad and Danny just work very well together. Brad is not one of these guys. He's still, for everything he's been through and for the money he makes and for the notoriety, whatever, he just loves to coach basketball. He doesn't want Danny Ainge's job, and they fit together very well. And the one thing, off this 2013 Brad Stevens, who I had questions about, because here's this young college coach coming to the NBA, yes. Is our veteran players, our hardcore NBA guys who've been around, are they going to listen to him? And he's so respectful of players and the game and making guys better that people think of that bad team he had the first year as being young. They weren't that young. That team had, you know, guys who'd been around 7 or 8 years in the league. And, you know, he had Rondo and he had, you know, Jeff Green and Brandon Bass and guys who had been in the league and Gerald Wallace. And he won them over. And that kind of caught my attention. And so when veteran players buy in, the younger players, and there have been a lot of them, they tend to buy in also.
So now the Celtics are locked in as the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. NBA playoffs officially begin on Monday. None of this seeding game stuff anymore. And they will take on the Philadelphia 76ers, which is a little bit odd considering the hope for the Sixers this season. But initial reactions to this series between Boston and Philadelphia?
We've had a lot of time maybe to prepare for it because I was someone certainly that I didn't think these seeding games were going to happen. In April and May when they were talking about putting a plan together, I thought the safest plan was to go right to the playoffs, and Philadelphia was sitting sixth. So for months you thought about the Celtics and Sixers in the first round. Then when they created the seeding games, you thought, well, here's a great chance for the Sixers to play their way out of it. And this was decided in the first game because they played Indiana in the first game and lost the tiebreaker. And I always did a little, did we know T.J. Warren was going to go crazy for these couple of weeks down there. And so now you have the matchup that is the scariest one that you could imagine. I think, you know, on paper, a lot of people are really high on the Celtics. Maybe they can get to the finals. No Eastern Conference team. You'd have to go back decades to find an Eastern Conference team that got to the finals going through what the Celtics will have to go through. They'll have to beat Philadelphia, Toronto, and Milwaukee in 7-game series to get there. I think only the Lakers have a tougher path to the of the top teams. Only the Lakers have a tougher path to get to the finals because they're going to have, you know, probably Portland, obviously, in the first round, and then Houston or OKC, which is going to be a great series. But I don't think an Eastern Conference team has had a difficult path like this. Now, without Ben Simmons, obviously, the Sixers lose some bite. Do they become more dangerous? Do they become more Joel Embiid-centric? And here's what I've been saying for months leading up to what became the inevitable, which became reality today, which is the series. You don't want to go into a series when the best player is on the other side in a 7-game series. I sat courtside and watched LeBron James almost take out one of the greatest teams in NBA history, the 2008 Celtics. He took them to the final minute of the 7th game because the best player was on the other side. Now, the question is, can Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, maybe Gordon Hayward, can somebody else be that best player, you know, in the series? And Joel Embiid, not, you know, because obviously, as scary as Philadelphia is, Joel Embiid is going to have to walk the walk here. He's right. Going to have an unbelievable 7-game series to beat the Celtics, but he's one of the guys in the league who is capable of doing it.
And he certainly does talk the talk, so he expects that he can back it up.
Tweet, TikTok.
So tell me this. How surprised are you about the first year of Al Horford with Philadelphia? Because this will be a reunion of sorts.
Very surprised. Very disappointed. I mean, you know, the sort of the running joke we've had, that my partner Cedric Maxwell and I have had, is that for years here, first of all, when Kemba Walker replaced Kyrie Irving, that's a heck of a save, and it's turned out very well for the Celtics. But the reason at the start of the year, everyone forgets this now, people weren't that high in the Celtics, certainly not a championship contender, was because they lost Al Horford and didn't replace that spot because he had been the glue guy, oftentimes the best player for the Celtics during the previous 3 years since he came as a free agent. And he had been kind of the Joel Embiid stopper. And then, as fate would have it, the one thing I don't think any of us predicted in the NBA, who think we know what we're talking about, is that he would go to Philadelphia and continue to be the Joel Embiid stopper because they had not played well together. And then when they split them up, you saw there was an earlier seeding game in which the Sixers were great with Embiid on the floor, and then when they went to Al, it was a huge drop-off. So, you know, you got the institutional knowledge of Al having played for Brad Stevens for 3 years. That's obviously going to be a help. You're going to need Tobias Harris to have a big series. But I think one of the biggest disappointments in the league this year has been Al's failure to fit in his first year of what is a big-time 4-year contract. I think intellectually you understood as a Celtic fan that would have been a ton of money to pay Al Horford in the third and fourth years of the deal.
Right.
But the fear for Boston fans was, man, these first year or two, that really shifts the balance of power. And as much as we've come to be disappointed in the Sixers and come to be accustomed to what the season has been for both of them, in October, Amy, this was unfathomable that the Celtics would finish seven or eight games ahead of the Sixers in the standings. That nobody thought that was remotely possible. Remember, Milwaukee and Philadelphia were going to run away with the East. Run away with it.
And as you point out, Ben Simmons not available, and they lose his 16.5 points, his 8 rebounds, and his 8 assists per game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Sean Grandy, radio play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics. Just you mentioned Kemba. How is his knee?
it's reacted very well. He's healthy and good. That's a reason, certainly a check mark for the Celtics. Things couldn't have gone much better, particularly in the second week of the bubble for the Celtics. Everybody's healthy, and this is a team that wasn't healthy really all year. You know, at the start of the year you are, then Gordon Hayward gets hurt very early in the season. A lot of guys were in and out of the lineup, various illnesses. Kemba hasn't had a year like this where he's missed a ton of games. He was a super reliable guy that played 36 minutes a game, 80 games a year for Charlotte, and didn't make the playoffs every year. This year, he's on the best team he's ever been on, but he missed a ton of games. But now he's healthy. The Celtics were very careful ramping up his minutes throughout the seeding games. And come Monday night, which is when we all assume we're going to start, he's a full go and feels good and had a really good few bubble games.
When you look at the other matchups, and I kind of felt this way about the bubble, though I feel like all the teams have brought good intensity, but the fact that it could be a crapshoot because there's no home court advantage, because no one's in their comfort zone, so to speak. But if you look at Milwaukee, Toronto, the defending champ, and then we don't yet know about the 4-5, but we know that matchup is Miami-Indiana. Any particular series that you think could be an upset or is ripe for an upset?
I think people are excited to watch Portland play. I'll say this. I don't think they're beating the Lakers in a seven-game series. I think it's concerning. I don't think you've seen LeBron go to the level that he's going to go after sitting and watching the Michael Jordan documentary for 3 months. I think he's going to be pretty locked in when game one comes. And the Blazers, we talk about a team, teams that in the course of games that come from 20 points down, make it a game, and they come back and they tie it, but they don't have enough to cross the finish line. The Blazers have been going hard for a couple of weeks, and it's been remarkable what they've done to come out, you know, from back where they were to probably be the 8th seed, you know, in the Western Conference. But that's expending a lot of energy and leaning very heavily on Damian Lillard, you know, going into a first round series with the Lakers. But as I said, the path, the way it's working out, if you were thinking Lakers Clippers in the Western Conference, man, which path would you rather have? I mean, the Clippers are going to get Dallas. I mean, the Western Conference obviously is a killer, but you're looking at Dallas in the first round and the Utah-Denver winner in the second round. You'd choose that over having to face Lillard, the hottest player on the planet, in the first round. Then Houston, OKC in the second round just to get to the Western Conference Finals. So I don't, you know, I don't think there is a huge upset to be had, because I wouldn't consider one of these Western Conference teams, if Utah at 6 or, you know, Dallas at 7 beating the Clippers would be one. I think in a year that I've been calling the irregular season that finishes, you know, the next couple of days, it would seem like, right, that there'd be upsets all over the place because there's no home court advantage and whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be surprised 2 weeks from now. Everyone's going to say, huh, that kind of went the way it was supposed to go, and most of the higher seeds ended up advancing because they were the better teams, not obviously because they had home court advantage. And, you know, you think about, that's one of the things that have the Celtics, you know, people excited about them, because instead of not having home court against Toronto, now you're, all you're dealing with is what color the scoreboard is, you know, for a seventh game.
Yes. And, you know. I do feel like, as much as we've talked about the Milwaukee Bucks, and you mentioned the Lakers for that reason, for the LeBron factor, there was no way they were never not going to finish this season. But the Raptors, to me, even with the loss of Kawhi, the defensive system they use, they're so dug in, and they've, the Kyle Lowry factor, I love his leadership. He's even more confident and emboldened now. We've seen, obviously, Pascal Siakam turn into a superstar. I don't know. I feel like they are going to be still an extremely tough champ to dethrone.
They're great. I mean, they're so well coached. They're so bought in to what Nick Nurse wants to do. And they are, listen, the NBA has transitioned. It goes through phases. There was a, you know, when we were kids, there was a big man phase, right? Like centers, that you had to go through centers. Then there was 7-8 years ago, you had a point guard phase, Chris Paul and Deron Williams and Rajon Rondo and this whole group of great point guards. Now this is a league of 6-7 wing players
that
can defend multiple positions. And you have turned this team into a Pascal Siakam, you know, OG Anunoby. Serge Ibaka fits that category for his position. You have defenders at this position, guys who could, terminology now is guard up. Can you guard up, meaning can you guard taller guys?
Mm-hmm.
And this is some, both Lowry and VanVleet. I mean, Lowry is just, I think, if you also want to poke people on social media or poke listeners, I think it's time to start having, I don't think he's quite there yet, But Kyle Lowry is tiptoeing towards the Hall of Fame conversation, right? Like where you start thinking, huh, if this guy does this for another couple of years and if he wins another championship or goes to the finals again, you really have to start thinking about it. And this is the iconic player now, not Vince Carter anymore, in Toronto Raptors history. And I just he's been perennially underrated except by people in the game. Van Vliet's going to get a big contract. It's a really, really good team. They have played like it all year. They played like a top-five team, really start to finish all year.
Mm. Sean Grandy of the Boston Celtics with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So a couple of outside-the-bubble questions. You're doing games from inside the Celtics locker room at the Garden. What's that been like so far?
I'll tell you, if you like Muscle Milk and like power bars, it's an awesome place to be because it's just – I mean, you're just going to clean up. I brought my son in for a game a couple of weeks ago, and he sat with me for the game, and he's kind of obsessed with Gatorade. And when he saw, I showed him the closet, like the back closet where there's like hundreds of bottles of Gatorade, and he kind of flipped out. I think that wherever you do it, it was going to be difficult and foreign, and you want to create the best technical situation where you have the best monitors, you can see as much as you can see, and make it as normal as possible. And I got to tell you, I don't know if it's psychological or not, Amy, but it just feels better going to work at the Garden.
Yes.
Like going to our office to work feels better. I mean, I'm sure that hasn't made the broadcast better. I can't imagine. It just, you had that feeling of comfort. It's weird walking into the, you know, you don't realize how big these arenas are until you walk in and there's nobody there. I mean, that kind of gives you a different perception of the size of these places. But I think everybody in the NBA, we're all, whether you're playing, officiating, coaching, broadcasting, whatever your role is in the NBA, our job now is to give our fans and give our customers the best experience we can during this time in all of our lives and to make it work. Players are making it work. Coaches are making it work. And it's our job to make it sound the way it normally sounds. Mm. That's our job. And doing it at the Garden, I think it just feels – it's just we have a better tech. Most teams are taking the feed from Orlando into their arenas and then sending it out in various ways other places. So the NBA arenas are the central distribution point. So you can have more monitors and more feeds, and it's probably the ideal place to do something that is not ideal.
For sure. However, the chemistry between you and Cedric Maxwell has always been the best part of your broadcast. And as I've listened, I think you guys sound fantastic, as always. One more quick thing, and I know she wasn't with the Celtics for very long, but why is Carol Lawson a great pick for Duke women's basketball?
I'm so excited about Carol. I was bummed when she left. I was thrilled when she came. Her devotion, it's funny, because I got to know Carol first when she started to do some national radio games. She did some stuff for the Wizards.
Right.
And what struck me when I first talked to her then, and I'm old enough, when I first broke into the league with Minnesota, I was doing TV games in Minnesota, but my summer job was doing WNBA games. Minnesota had a new WNBA team at that time, and I broadcast games Carol Lawson played in. So when, you know, I knew her that way, and when she was trying to broadcast games, her desire to be good at the job and to learn everything she could learn about what makes a good broadcast, her preparation, all of that. And I knew she had wanted to coach and she had done some coaching. I said, you know, it was obvious to me, you can meet people in a different context and tell they are successful in their field because of the way they carry themselves. And her devotion to it, to coaching, to learning. I think all of us in the country we live in right now have realized, because we're a little starved for humility, so we realize how valuable it is in people to have it. And her devotion to the craft, her humility in approaching it, is just stood out from the beginning, and she's just someone you want to be around. I think she's going to do phenomenally well at her job, and she may stay there for life. But I said this, I tweeted this when she took the job. Becky Hammon is the first in line. Right, she has earned that place because she has been Pop's assistant for so long. And I was disappointed that night he had Tim Duncan coach when I thought Becky should have coached that game, but that who cares what I think. Becky's earned her place at the front of the line, but don't be surprised. When that barrier gets broken one day, and it will, get broken one day, and there will be a female coach in the NBA, don't be shocked if Kara Lawson is the one who jumps the line and is the first.
That would be amazing. So excited for her, and I can't wait for college basketball to return so she gets this opportunity that she has waited for. All right, you can find Sean on Twitter at Sean Grandy, PBP, voice of the Boston Celtics right now from the, well, not right now, but from the Celtics locker room, and also check out his Twitter so you can see some of the cool photos and the videos. It's always good to talk to you. The playoffs are upon us in August. It's so weird, but it's still good to talk to you.
I'll steal you a power bar or two.
I could use a power. We could all use a power bar. That's kind of funny. If you haven't seen the photos, they're not the only broadcast team that are inside the locker rooms of their various stadiums. And it's kind of cool to go behind the scenes a little bit, to have the curtain peeled back. And Sean's always a great talker, so I appreciate picking his brain about Brad Stevens and the contract extension, about the Raptors and why they will be a tough out. I like what he had to say about LeBron, and I do agree with him. LeBron is even more motivated than ever. That was why there was always going to be a finish to this season, because LeBron was pulling everyone else along with him, like it or not. And it should be a really compelling playoff run that starts on Monday. Wow, very strange. So you can find Sean on Twitter. You can listen to him on the Celtics Radio Network and whenever he joins us here on the show. All right, coming up, we've got weird numbers from the NFL that we're still working our way through. They're good, but they're weird. And we're also asking you, which is the sport that seems most awkward without the fans in the stands? So on Twitter, ALL Radio, also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.